Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, this is very much Steve Sipple caused this and stirred up some emotions. And it stirred up a plan, which is pretty incredible. I thought, you remember on Seinfeld when Kramer bought the Merv Griffin, the studio, and he set it up in his apartment so everyone that came in act like he was a guest, like
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, he's like
Kramer
He was like Merv Griffin. So everybody came in. If Jerry came in, they had to sit down in the chair next to him, like it was Johnny Carson.
That's
talking.
Incredible.
Incredible. So anyways, today is Wishbones Wednesday, so Steve went and got the stage from Wishbones in Columbus, and it's set up in the lobby right now in Creighton, and they'll have local bands playing today. It's Wishbone Wednesday. So Schindler goes, hang on, I know where that stage is at that you talked about. So he got a hold of the people from Wishbones.
He got a hold of the stage,
and the stage got delivered in a semi, and it's set up. The big giant stage is set up in Creighton Bank today for Wishbone Wednesdays. So everyone's ever been to Wishbones like that, come and enjoy.
So today there won't be any banking.
There'll be not a lot of banking going on because it's going to be very loud. Very
loud. Is it going to make the tellers actually work?
Not really. And also,
drive-through?
Drive-throughs will be open. There'll also be to honor Wishbones of how it was back in the day. Smoking will be allowed. Smoking will be allowed in the bank.
It's kind of funny to me to think of the... They're going to honor Wishbones.
That's incredible.
Apparently, Kramer found that in the dumpster.
He found the dumpster. So Shin Daddy goes,
honor Wishbones.
Going to honor Wishbones. It's Wishbones Wednesday. So the stage is set up. Local live bands will be playing. Smoking is allowed. So big day for us.
Big
day.
So local bands.
Local bands will be playing like that. So people, they'll be quite
you
a.
You can smoke.
There'll be quite a beeline heading up 81 from heading up towards
this is a daytime activity.
Daytime activity.
On a
people,
Wednesday.
People smoking cigarettes and listening to live bands.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
They'll
have Bush Lights available.
God, you know what Shindy does? This is what I like about Shindy. I don't know if he thinks about it this way, but you know this because you're aging, and I am too. Life can be pretty mundane.
Yes, it could be.
You put some zip in it.
There's some zip.
Every day. Imagine every day.
Like you said, you can get tasered one day, have a live band the next day. Doing some welding.
Aren't there days you just kind of want to get tasered?
There's some days
just
like that.
Wake me up.
Wake me up a little bit. Right. Just wake me up a little bit.
I want to get caffeine. Tasered.
Yeah. That'd be something.
Okay, well, that'll be fun today.
Be a fun day.
God, think about
Wishbone Wednesdays.
Think about the songs.
To honor Wishbones.
What did you like to dance to when they played it?
I don't know.
Pink Cadillac.
God, you nailed it. And it would start. The start of it was incredible. Oh, yes. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but Street Legal will be up there today.
Oh, okay. Well,
Street
geez.
Legal will be up there.
Now we have to.
And they love. And they could play Pink Cadillac. It was their best song.
If you didn't go
I
up
pointed.
To, right.
I just did this one. I start walking towards the dance floor and just do one of these.
Point at a woman.
Yeah, just like that. Boom, boom. And if they gave you the head wave, you just kind of circled back. A lot of times I got this one. Hey, she's like, no. And I'm like, cool. I'm going to circle back again.
I'll try.
See if I can find someone else.
I'm giving up here.
That strategy is so good. I don't know. Yeah. You have a lot of good strategies. That's a really good one.
Back in the day, which doesn't even exist anymore. This should be a Bill Shrills, like we've talked about it in some, but you had to ask someone to dance.
Yeah, you did, Jake.
You didn't just go out and
it
start
was different.
Dancing.
It was way
you
different.
You didn't go out and just, you dancing? Yeah, nope. No. You asked someone to dance. Even, I remember asking, being like a P.O. Paris, hey, you want to dance? Yep. You had to ask someone to dance.
And you get turned down.
Oh, yeah. And the best is if you had to make the walk across and your buddy get turned down, and he comes back, and you're just howling, laughing at him. It's just...
Well, I didn't want to anyway.
I didn't like it. When I got over there, it didn't interest me.
Yeah, it did.
But that's
Shindy.
But the point is dead because no one dances, no one asks anybody anymore. And there's
The risk is out.
The risk is out. There's no one.
The risk made it fun.
Well, it was. I would say there's a chance that you might hit 50-50. You might get turned down two or three. Yeah, it's like, yeah. And then some girl always just kind of, sometimes the best was the look like, really? I would dance with you.
You think you got a chat with me?
And they kind of, they look at you like this. They're like, no. And they go right back to their friends and keep talking. Right back to their friends and keep talking. Sometimes Jake had to tap on the shoulder. Excuse me. Yeah. He'd tap him on the shoulder. They gave the look. Like, they're like, no. And just turn right back to their friends.
The ultimate rejection.
Yeah.
Well, move on that.
It was fun.
It's a numbers game.
It was. That's what we said all the time. It's a numbers game.
It only took one.
Don't get worried about it.
Don't take it too personal.
Don't take it too personal. Just get back out there.
That was the key.
Don't take it. It's like, oh, don't get mad at her or anything like that. No, don't do that.
Don't give up. Thank you to Shindaddy.
It was a fun day in
Creighton today. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Saw this. The Kansas basketball was preseason number one in college hoops with the likes of Hunter Dickinson, Zeke Mayo. There, you know, AJ Storr is now on the bench at Kansas.
Plays a little bit.
He does, but he's off the bench a lot.
Off the bench. Yeah.
But he plays Kansas basketball for the first time since 2021. Is unranked, and prior to that, it was like 4 years before then they had not been ranked. Like, they have been ranked basically forever. They're never ever unranked at Kansas. They're usually top 10.
Yep.
So the question, I mean, the fall, I mean, they'll going to the tournament. They're not going to miss the tournament. They're going to be in the dance.
They'll be in the dance.
But this is a fall for them they thought.
Yeah.
It's just you can't take things for granted right now.
Well, I don't think. Now I would say you could never take things for granted, right? Never.
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, when it first
hit me, you think that we got this thing. It'll come crashing down around you so fast,
Bill. When it first hit me, I guess where my mind flashed back immediately when I read Jake's rundown was Oklahoma football in the '90s when it went to Gibbs, Blake, and Schnellenberger, and I think it was that order. It could have been Gibbs, Schnellenberger, Blake, whatever order. It was. That's when, and remember, that was pre-internet, by the way. So for some reason, the Journal Star would get the daily Oklahoman shipped up. We would, because, you know, you're still playing them, and it was a rival, so we would get the daily Oklahoman shipped up, and they would put them in a big table in the middle of the newsroom. And I couldn't read enough about it when they fell. I was freaked out by it. Like, what happened? Remember how bad it got? Do you remember?
Oh, it got really bad.
John, they came in here with John. And John's a friend of yours. And I love John, the late John Blake. This is not an attack on him at all. He was just part of it. Gibbs was part of it. Schnellenberger was part of it. But, Jake, Oklahoma came to first of all, in 96, Nebraska went out there and won 73-21. They scored 73 on Oklahoma. And I remember watching it, regarding it, covering it. Was sadness. It wasn't. Yeah. It was sad. It's like, what happened?
I believe up here.
Then they came here. There in was 97.
If you go even further back, I believe it was. Which this is hard for you. I know. I think Jerry's senior year here. I think they beat him. Like hung a 60 on him.
I think that's right.
About 89, 90.
So that would have been the '80s.
Then the '80s would have been somewhere around that 80.
So they fell then too.
Yeah. Yes.
The fall was really profound in the '90s.
Yes.
The next year, so Tom Osborne's last year. Jake, do you remember that at all? They came here to Lincoln and Nebraska won 69-7. There's Oklahoma.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's the one I remember the
most.
That's
my opener.
Yeah.
69-7 against Oklahoma.
It was not good. It was sad. And I was really struck by it at the time. Like, wow. That's Oklahoma. Those are the Oklahoma uniforms, and they are a shadow of themselves.
And that year would have been what? 97. And then within 4 years from that time, they won a natty.
Yep.
Stoops came.
Florida State. They won a national championship within four to five years later. That's incredible.
Stoops rescued.
Yeah.
But they went through that
quarterback was who?
Josh Heupel.
Gibbs wasn't terrible. Gary Gibbs. Bill will remember Gary Gibbs. He wasn't terrible.
We beat him here to win the Big Eight, and it was still an incredible game. I mean, they were still pretty good. Still really good.
The slide had sort of begun, but it sort of reached its worst point under John. Now, this conversation, though, Nebraska is a shining example.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're still trying to get it back, and I mean, the conversation gets a little uncomfortable because me and Jake used to spar over it a little bit. We did. Sparred pretty hard about it because I would say, Bo, I mean, come on, man. He's winning 9 and 10 games. Mm. Wasn't enough.
Jake?
It's okay.
We're taking shots at me from 8 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago.
I'm not taking shots because it was
11 years ago,
Say it this way? I can make it a kinder, gentler conversation. That the sparring that we were doing was going on all over the state.
It wasn't just us.
No, it was going on all over.
Fan base wide.
Agreed with that.
But I was always of the mind, no, you just don't. Oh, the guy, there was another radio host, and he would tell you who it is. I mean, he doesn't
name names.
Connor Papper. Yep. I was on with Connor one time, and he said the words at Nebraska. Cool. He said, now this set me off.
Mm-hmm.
And Connor doesn't mind me sharing this. We go at it all the time. He said, at Nebraska, you can just roll out of bed and win 9 games. Oh, I went, I lost my mind. Oh, really? Really? You can just roll out of bed and win 9? Oh, yeah, it's all built in.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem. I was like, really?
Entitlement here.
Really? You just roll out of bed and win 9?
It's just easy like that.
Yeah.
As it proved the last 10 years here.
I was... Oh, it ruined my day. I was like, you can't possibly think that. There may be a place like that on Earth somewhere, but I don't know where it is.
There's no place. No, it'll. If you go back and just did Ohio State ever rough? Always really rough.
Could get rough.
Really rough. I think Fickell had a losing season.
They went 6-7 in 2011.
Ohio State, though, it's interesting you bring them up because they're the closest thing to a program that's never had a horrible run, right?
They're
in our lifetime.
Yes. Michigan's had some horrifying runs.
They had.
The Miamis have had
just go on and on.
You name it, every school.
Bama with Mike Shula was not great. Yeah. Early
not
2000s.
Just Shula.
They had several that wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, Auburn's been, you name them, everyone. Texas.
Yeah, we've seen
Texas.
Them, seen hell. Them struggle for
they
a
couldn't,
while.
They couldn't even win the Big 12.
It went to hell.
It went to hell.
In Texas. And
they're missing bowl games, weren't they? At least one.
USC. Those are the ones go ahead.
When you looked at USC, because obviously I was coaching in that era, when you watched them when Pete Carroll had it rolling, it was like you didn't want to even show your players the film. It's like they were play. They had such a high level of. I mean, honestly, it's like, well, they got Reggie Bush and they've got. I mean, it was insane. They had like back to. He had when he was there. He had Carson Palmer won the Heisman, Reggie Bush won the Heisman, and Leinart won the Heisman, all during his time there. That's of about ridiculous. What. But 8-10 years, whatever, he had 3 Heisman Trophy winners. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that team they brought.
It probably could have had more than that, too.
You did not want to play USC. That was like playing Alabama.
Did they roll in here in 2007?
Yeah. It was 07, yeah.
And that was that team, in some ways, ruined Nebraska's season with that game.
Was it the week before that or after
Ball State?
Was that before?
I think it was the week after.
Nebraska beats Ball State 41-40.
This is where this comes in handy. What do I got here?
Media guide.
Hey, just
your old trusty media guide.
Flip to 2007. 2007, USC came in here on September 15th. Nebraska was actually ranked 14th. USC was numero uno. And they put 49 on Nebraska, 49-31.
That game flipped on an incredible play where –
Which was it?
20-minute game-stopping situation. Ricky Tenarce knocked a guy completely out. I think at that time the score was like Nebraska. Either we were ahead, because I was coaching at the time.
Yeah, you're coaching.
We were ahead or it was tie, whatever it was. We had just scored, and it just took the wind out of everything. And then it went south. And it went south for a couple of reasons. One.
They were really good.
Because they were really good. The number one team in the country. So they're the number one team in the country. So it wasn't like, well, they got beat, but. They were really good.
Yeah, and then the next week, Jake, it was the next week, Ball State almost won in Lincoln, 41-40.
I was there.
What I remember, Bill, you won't remember the name of the USC lineman, but there was a bad every down assault that occurred. It was an assault. Their middle guard assaulted Nebraska's center. Yeah. It was a bludgeon. Yeah. I'll never forget the Sunday going and watching the game again with the Babber. And we were watching just a replay, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm not going to name the center. I won't do it to him. He he was getting murdered. It was hard to watch.
I wonder who that was defensively.
He was really good. He was like an All-American level guy. But
2007,
yeah, 2007. But anyway, that, you don't take it for granted. Kansas basketball. If you would have said, "Oh, they'll always be good," Sip under Self. I don't know. We'll see.
It pretty much happened. I mean, they're not a bad team. For them, being unranked is unbelievable. But they're still be like a 6 or 7 seed in the dance. Like, they're going to make it comfortably.
I wonder about that whole picture because they don't have unlimited funds. I know that, to pay players. They don't have as much. I don't mind. I've talked to Doc. They don't have the money that some other programs have. So it's a little different now. You know, it's odd, but they don't. So, no, there's nobody that Bill's in the coaching business. You don't take any of it for granted.
No, nothing stays. No. You can go through every single team. You're like, remember what they were? Remember this time? Remember this time?
Also, though, it's not easy to do what, like you did at LSU. Yeah. It's not. Yeah, this doesn't happen.
It's really hard. Yeah. It's really hard, and that's why you treasure every win. And like I said, things get really hard, and the thing to remember, it's the smallest little thing that changes everything. Sometimes you just go, "How did that happen?
Right.
How did that happen?" Well, there's one play that flipped everything, and all of a sudden that made a spark, and that made this, or the one play that turned it in a negative way. You just go, "Wow, how did that happen?" Well, I can tell you what happened. Look at this play right here. Mm-hmm. To take a look at just this year, it's a minor part of it. Just Chicago Bears. Things are going pretty good for them. They throw a Hail Mary. The Commanders throw a Hail Mary on them, but not paying attention.
And they lost 10 straight games.
And everything fell apart.
But isn't the sort of the
that
trick,
type of thing?
The trick isn't the trick to have it a culture, a program, so something like that happens and you can withstand it?
There is, yeah.
I mean, it almost seems like that's the trick. You got to be able to withstand that moment. Yeah.
Nebraska's not talked about the same. They still are, but if the ball doesn't bounce off someone's foot into Davison's hands, there's two national championships. Very cool.
Right.
Wasn't three out of four.
Nope.
That three out of four is an
outstanding. That's really good.
Two in a row doesn't have the same cachet.
Nope.
It doesn't.
Nope.
And then it's not the same for players, people on the team, all those things. Everything changed. Think about that. One play.
Yep.
If that happens, they're not national champions.
No,
they're done. They still split it the way it was. Yep. And it just doesn't happen. So one play can change how everything happens in your life.
Matt Davison.
When we come back, Bills Thrills on a Wednesday, an early break in the ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tap. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.